Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Today's guest igniters is Amanda Logan. Amanda is the photographer, writer, and recipe developer behind the food blog My Goodness Kitchen, Vegan Food Tested on Carnivores. Amanda has a Bachelor of Business Communication from QUT and began her career in public relations working for companies such as Tease, the Queensland Orchestra, and Edelman Public Relations. Later, Amanda worked as a freelance corporate and creative copywriter and owned her own small business. Amanda now creates My Goodness Kitchen from home, where she lives with her husband and three-year-old daughter. Enjoy the journey to finding a passion that Amanda brings to us. Hi, Amanda. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Thank you for having me, Leanne.
You're welcome. I'm so excited to share your story. So shall we get started?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
Excellent. All right. So do you want to tell us a little bit about what's happening for you right now?
I'm a mum for starters. I also have a food blog called My Goodness Kitchen that I've been running for about 20 months now. It's a vegan food blog. That takes up a lot of time, and so does being a mum and renovating a house and all of that stuff. But that's, that keeps me on my toes now.
Yeah, I bet it does.
Yeah. It's we live in organized chaos in this house, but it works. It works. We still manage.
And you got two beautiful dogs as well as part of your family.
We do. We have Scout, who's a three-year-old Great Dane cross, and we've just adopted Walter, who is a little bit of everything. So he's been with us in the Goodness Kitchen for about 3 weeks now, and he's fit right in. So, yes, it is generally mayhem, but we love it, and we wouldn't have it any other way. It works for us. Doesn't work for everybody, but it works for us.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, we're happy campers. I've actually got both of them laying right next to me.
Oh, nice. So do you want to tell us a little bit about where you've been, how you've got to now? What's your story?
Yeah, sure. I was born in Victoria to quite a large family. I'm the youngest of six kids. When I was 14, we moved up to Queensland. My parents had bought a business up there, so I finished my schooling up there. And actually, when I finished year 12, I didn't go to university straight away, much to my parents' chagrin and concern. They very much thought that if I didn't go to uni straight away, my life was over and I may as well just go and work at Coles. But I didn't know what I wanted to do. And at that point in my life, I wasn't passionate about anything. So I worked in cafes and I travelled and worked in the UK for quite a while. And when I came back, I still didn't know what I wanted to do. So I did the safe thing and I went and did a business degree at QUT, so Queensland University of Technology, and I majored in organisational communication. What did I do after that? My goodness, it seems so long ago. That's terrible. I moved back to London and worked over there for about 5 months. And when I came home, I got in contact with one of my lecturers at QUT and said, I'm home and I don't have a job. And he organised an interview with Tease, which was it's an engineering firm in Queensland. And I started working in their public affairs department with their services division. I moved really quickly within Tease. So by the time I was 24, so I started working in their Queensland division, but by the time I was 24, I was the public affairs marketing services manager for Australia, which was really, really quick. And I don't know that I was terribly prepared for it. And I think I didn't love it because I didn't have a lot of time to get used to the idea of that role. So the one good thing that came out of that role is that I met my husband. So that worked. Peter is an engineer and he was working for Tease as well. And he was offered a job in Peru. And because I was a little bit in limbo, still not sure what I wanted to do, but I was doing the right thing. I had the corporate job and all of that, but I just it didn't fit well with me. I was uncomfortable. So we moved to Peru for his work. And when I came back, I just didn't want to do public relations anymore. It just didn't suit me. So randomly, because I adore animals and I always have, I opened a pet supply store. And as you do, because you're me, I started a dog bakery because that's what you do. It's not enough just to open a shop. I started a doggy bakery and a doggy daycare centre. The good thing about that is because I had some media savvy, I was able to drum up some great publicity for the business and it did quite well. So we did that for 4 years. That's when we sold it and moved to Melbourne. And then again, because I still wasn't sure what I wanted to do, I studied drama. The one consistent thing throughout my life is that I've always been a writer of some sort. So all of these things kind of, during my tenure having a business, I also wrote and edited a pet magazine in Queensland. When I came down to Melbourne with Pete, because he was transferred for another role, I started doing freelance copywriting for companies. I worked for Edelman Public Relations with a pretty heavy emphasis on copywriting. But because, again, it just didn't, I didn't feel comfortable in my own skin in these roles. So I started to feel a little bit of a creative pull. So I studied drama for quite a long time, and I did plays and did some short films and commercials and all of that sort of stuff. But what I got out of that was that I have a real passion for writing in any form. And then a few years ago, I fell pregnant with our daughter, Elliot. And I'm not very good at being a stay-at-home mum. I wish I was better at it, but I'm not. That's how my Goodness Kitchen came about. So that's where we are now.
Oh, fantastic journey.
Yes. When you say it out loud, you go, wow, you yeah. really didn't know what you were doing, did you? It's not often you have to actually, you know, sit and think about it or lay it out. But yeah, I've done a few things to get where I am now. But
yeah. Did you ever feel like you had a tipping point for change where it was like a lightning bolt, or was it just like the slow rumble where you kept trying different things?
I think it was like putting on pairs of jeans that never fit and always trying to find the pair that looks awesome, but it's also really comfortable. And it was always a little bit of that for me, because I had done what was kind of expected of me at the get-go. I don't regret doing a business degree because it has served me very, very well. You know, it's enabled me to run a business. I have a decent head for business. So that's always served me really, really well. But it was never my passion. So I always felt like I was doing what everyone expected of me, and it just didn't fit very well. Like my jeans were too small all the time. So it was just that, I think with my Goodness Kitchen, there was probably a bit of a ignition point in that. When I had Elliot and I was staying at home, because Pete works very, very long hours, so it just didn't make sense for both of us to be working real, really long hours. We have one daughter, and I didn't want to miss that, and I didn't want her to miss having me home. But at the same time, investing yourself constantly in your child can be really, really draining, and there's nothing left for you. So that's why I started the blog, and it was just a little thing. It was just, I've always loved to cook. I've always loved to write. So it made sense to do that. And it just, of its own volition and in its own timing, it grew. And so here we are. She's 3.5. She's going to kindy next year. And now it's at that point where it's, wow, this is actually going to be something. So it wasn't necessarily intentional. I think it was a bit of self-preservation. Mm. But yeah, it's, I think if it fits and it's comfortable, it's meant to be. And the blog and this life at the moment is what it's supposed to be.
Would you say it's your passion? You've found that passion now?
Yeah. The funny thing about it is it started with just wanting to write and cook. But what I found with every good food blog is that you have to have good photography, which I didn't have. So for the first 12 months of the blog, all I focused on was becoming a better photographer. I'm a little bit of a nerd that if I decide that I want to learn something, I just really dive into it and marinate in everything that I can find. So that's really for the first 12 months, that's what I focused on. And I think in a way that was really helpful because I didn't worry myself too much with my blog's SEO and whether I was getting X amount of hits and all of that sort of stuff. I created a cookbook online. I took all the advertising off the blog and really got clear about what I wanted it to look like and what I wanted the reader experience to be. Because I wasn't focused on whether or not it was going to be a huge blog, that in itself did that work for me because I created a blog that people like to come and have a look at the photos and they hear a little bit about us because, like I said, we really do live in chaos here. It's a madhouse and everything happens in this house as well. I shoot in this house. I've quite often got a dog under the table while I'm trying to shoot. But that's who we are. So not focusing too much on where it was going and just letting it be and being a bit organic about it enabled it to become what it was always going to be if I just let go and let it be, let it simmer. And people have really responded to that, which has been wonderful.
Yeah. So what sort of challenges have you had along the way? Anything to make you want to throw in the towel with it?
Totally. Every second day. I guess one of the challenges is that once the blog started building, getting a little bit of momentum, and it started getting picked up by larger bloggers, so they would start sharing my recipes. We've had some quite large blogs and magazines pick up recipes, which has just been phenomenal. But at the same time, when that little bit of success happens, you start comparing that little bit of success to everyone else's success. And I think comparison is just the death of growth. I really do. And I'm terrible for it. And it's something that I've got to work through every single day because I will take a photo that I'm very, very proud of. I edit it, I post it, I get feedback and I'm really proud of it. But then I see someone else's photo and go, that one's better. And it's just comparing yourself to other people's journey is just, it really is the death of your own growth. But I guess overcoming that is also your growth as well. So there's a silver lining to it because you do learn to focus on what you're doing and mind your own business, for want of better words, and just focus on what you wanted it to be and where you're at. Absolutely, I can look at other people's work, and it is only when I look at other people's work or other people's growth, or I hear about their numbers, because with blogging it's very much about the numbers and how many hits you get per day and blah blah blah. You go, well, clearly I'm terrible. This blog is terrible. I should just stop. I should just save the world from my, prattle. But you keep going and I keep going because I love it. And it saved me. It saved me from my own head, being at home on my own with a small baby. It saved me and it makes me a better parent.
Yeah. That's so important, isn't it? To do things for ourselves as well, so it's good for everyone else around us.
Totally. I know that I am a better parent to Ellie because I'm taking time for myself, but also she's seeing from a very early age that it doesn't matter the mess and how it comes about. If she works hard and she focuses, she can create something beautiful. And I love that she's learning that. And she sometimes helps with the shoots and she gets my mobile phone out and takes photos of her noodles. And I love that. But she's seeing that I keep persevering and I don't quit. And I think that's a really important lesson for her to learn.
Yeah, so true.
Yeah.
So what keeps you putting one foot in front of the other? Is it like a big vision or do you do it out of necessity?
Look, it is a little bit of necessity. But it's also a thing of accepting that whatever comes of this doesn't have to come in one huge leap. So far it's been tiny steps, so that every foot in front of the other is closer, because now I do have a better idea of the end game, which I didn't before. But I can also look behind me and go, it's taken me a million baby steps to get where I am now. And I've done it and I've survived it and I'm not broken. I haven't fallen apart in a heap. The blog is still up. People are still reading it. So a few more baby steps isn't going to kill me. So I can keep going and allowing myself every once in a while to go, I need a break. I need to not be recipe testing this week. I need to do something else and just take a time out, and that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, giving yourself permission to step away and take a breath is okay. It doesn't mean you've failed. It means you're taking a break, and they are two very, very different things.
Yeah, I love that.
Because I've never been good at that. I've never been very forgiving towards myself. And I think you have to be, because you're not always at the top of your game. You're not always winning, but you are always surviving and you are always standing on your own two feet. And sometimes that's enough.
Taking those steps, so important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's, you know, it's very rare the person or business or company or whatever where their success has just been this massive leap. It's very rare that that happens. And I'm not even sure if it ever does happen, because every idea started with a grain. Somewhere, just because you didn't know of a business doesn't mean that it wasn't germinating somewhere off in another country for 2 years before you heard about it. Everything takes time, and everything takes its time. And you can't always be the one to set that clock. So sometimes you just need to get over yourself and let it be.
Yeah. Great advice.
Yeah. Get over yourself.
Yeah. I like that one. Actually, I do say that one for myself too. Get over yourself, Leanne.
Totally. Yeah. Totally. And forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. You don't always have to be, doesn't always have to be 100% day. You will exhaust yourself if you are always having that day. Sometimes the lesson is in having a 40% day and going, you know what? It wasn't a great day. It didn't go my way, but I learned a lot from it. We don't learn a lot from winning.
No.
Not really. Life lessons don't come from everything always being awesome. I think they come from us losing a little bit, making some adjustments, shifting, and that's where the growth comes, and that's where we learn the best lessons.
Yeah. It's about turning up, isn't it? Just turn up. No matter what happens, what sort of day, just keep turning up.
Totally. And even if you're not, I have days where I'm shooting and I will literally go, did I brush my teeth this morning? You know, I'm wearing my shirt inside out. You just have those days, and that's okay. Because I'm still there. I'm still shooting.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. So what's the most exciting thing you're looking forward to in the future?
So now is actually a really, really interesting time for My Goodness Kitchen, because I keep saying we, and it's that thing where I'm not taking ownership of my own part in this. I recently received an email from a US publisher. So I'm about to start talks with them, hopefully to negotiate a book deal, which will be fun, because that is my end goal. I love cookbooks. That's why my blog looks like a cookbook. So that's kind of where it's at the moment, which is ridiculously exciting. I'm still a little bit, it still seems a little bit surreal. I had to ask Pete, my husband, I'm like, am I reading this email right? So that's pretty amazing. But it's also, as much as I would love this to all work out and for it to be published through this group, and it's phenomenal. at the same time, it's amazing to be asked. And what it's done for me is clarified what I would like to see My Goodness Kitchen's first cookbook to look like. So even if this doesn't work out, and I'm not, you know, I'm not poo-pooing it. I've got my pom-poms out and I'm hoping it will.
Yeah.
I'm still going to make it happen.
Mm.
I'll self-publish or I'll do an ebook or something will happen because that's the direction of My Goodness Kitchen. Because I do it all the time. it's an easy trap to fall into. I have a vision and My Goodness Kitchen has quite a clear voice. We're not a standard vegan cookbook. I don't have all the answers. I don't even have close to the answers. And I think that's what appeals to people. But I now realize that that is the direction of, where the blog's going. So that's awesome. So whether it's through a traditional publisher, great. If not, somehow in this chaos, we'll make it happen anyway.
Wow, it just sounds amazing.
Yeah, really exciting. Really, really exciting. And the cool thing is that this publisher seems to really get what My Goodness Kitchen is about, which is essentially I'm the only vegan in this house. My daughter and my husband are both carnivores. So all of my recipes are tested on carnivores and I do have a point of difference. And I think people that are looking to sort of try that lifestyle, My Goodness Kitchen is as good a place to start as any.
Mm, so I recommend it.
Yeah. Yeah. You have tried some of the recipes.
And they are awesome.
And I love you for it. Oh, good. I'm so glad. That's good.
Yeah. All right, let's have a change of pace and go to the speed round.
Okay.
What's your favorite?
Oh,
book?
Okay, yes. Oh, you know the funny, okay, so I'm not being terribly speedy, am I? I don't know that if I have a favorite book because I have many, many, many. I do have a book that was actually from my childhood that has probably been impactful, and that was the Anne of Green Gables series. I've still got my collection from when I was 12 to pass on to Elle, because I just love the character. So yeah, that's probably the most profound book I ever read. And it was from an early age.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
What about a mentor figure that's helped you the most?
You know, I don't know that I haven't had a mentor per se. I've been very, very lucky to have a wonderful group around me that have believed in me more than I ever did. And that's been helpful, because they've helped me navigate my path on my own terms, but they have always been supportive and completely faithful that I would get there.
Mm. It's so important, isn't it, to surround yourself with that type of person, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Because there are days when you don't believe in yourself and it's so nice to have someone that still does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what daily ritual works best for you?
A ginormous cup of coffee in the morning.
And I've seen that cup of coffee. It's a big one.
It's as big as my head. Yeah, no, that's my survival tool. I don't know that I have daily rituals. I certainly have weekly rituals. I run 2 or 3 times at least a week, and I now go to karate twice a week. And that is me time. That is not about the blog. It's not about being a mother or a wife or a friend. It's my time. And I have to have those rituals in place or else I start going a bit nuts. So it's more a weekly ritual. I can't do it every day, but I certainly need to do it several times a week.
Mm, it's key, isn't it, to have that time for yourself? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not about anything but just either running or doing yoga or whatever it is, but just to clear your head of the clutter.
Mm, exactly.
Yeah.
So do you have a favorite food out of all this food that you cook and everything?
Look, my favorite food is always going to be chocolate. Yeah, pretty much. Vegan chocolate, I wish it was as awesome as regular, and it's not. It's, yeah. But no, it's still chocolate because, yeah. Vegan hot chocolate is pretty amazing, so I'll say chocolate.
Mm, nice.
Yeah.
Do you like the country or city?
Country. Absolutely. I'm a city girl raised, but living, so I don't live necessarily in the country, but it's certainly a semi-rural area. I love the sense of community here, but also there's enough space to breathe and not feel confined or restricted. Yeah. So country, definitely. And anywhere where my animals can run free, I'm pretty happy with. Yeah.
What's the biggest piece of advice to give to others to help them make change in their life?
Look, I would say that remembering that change is like a muscle that you have to exercise, that it can be, especially when you're very comfortable, to all of a sudden, or not all of a sudden, but to go, I need to make a change in my life and have that big statement hanging over your head. To just remind yourself that change is a little bit scary, and it does require you just have to exercise change and do it again in small steps. It's like running. When I first started running, if I could run a kilometer without wanting to vomit, that was a good day. I can, you know, it's just, and you'd be on the side of the road going, why am I doing this? That's a little bit like trying, yeah. Ugh. Change can feel a little bit like that. It's like an internal pain as opposed to a physical one. But if you take it in that, if I change this, then I can change that. And then that might lead to that. And have it be in increments. I can now run 10K and be completely fine. And but it's taken exercising my physical muscle to get there. And it's the same with change. Do it in small steps. Because that's okay. It's still change. It's walking in the right direction. Just keep moving, but don't expect it to happen and be this life-changing event. It doesn't have to be. It can be just change something, and that will, and just have faith that there will be a ripple effect. Just keep moving. Yeah.
Great advice. Great advice. Yeah. So, last question. If you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
Relax. Relax, man. No. look, it probably would be it would be something similar. I would probably say to my younger self, just let go. Don't try and be so regimented. You don't have to control everything, and you can't control everything. So let go. Certainly have a plan, but give yourself room to be flexible enough for that plan to shift and change, and to have a little bit of faith that when stuff happens that you don't like, it may not be, you don't like it because it wasn't what you planned, or it wasn't in the, you know, it's you expected something different, but the direction that you're going in may be where the gold is, and just have a little faith that you don't have all the answers. So have the plan, but just be flexible enough to know that where the plan takes you may change, and that's okay. That's okay. And relax.
Yeah, that's a big one, that relaxing, isn't it? We do tend to get a bit stressed
Yeah.
out about things or worrying about things that haven't even happened yet. So,
Exactly. And even if they do happen, it may be the best thing that ever happened to you.
Yeah.
You don't know. You can't control it. I don't want to sound like a fatalist. I don't think everything, there is some master plan that you have no control over, but I think some things happen because they needed to happen for you to learn something. You know, just chill. It's okay. You will end up where you're supposed to be. It's okay. Don't be scared. Just relax.
Yeah,
Breathe.
I love that. All right. Thanks so much for your valuable time today, Amanda. Would you like to give us the
Thank
best
you.
place to contact you, and we'll end it there.
Yeah. So probably the best place to contact me is on the contact page at My Goodness Kitchen, which is www.mygoodnesskitchen.com. And those messages come straight through to me straight away.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks, Leanne.
Well, Igniters, I trust you enjoyed Amanda's amazing journey to finding her passion in what fits her best. What I loved is how she has never given up to find out what her true passion is. Her food blog, My Goodness Kitchen, is now recognised worldwide, and while she lives in chaos, she embraces it rather than tries to control it. If you want to get in touch with Amanda, go to www.mygoodnesskitchen.com. Also, if you want more adventure and sparkle in your life or ignite your relationship with yourself and others, go to ignitepodcast.com or contact me on Leanne at masteryourmountain.net.au.